Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. All right, welcome everybody. This is a momentous occasion. This is 2 weeks in a row now that we're at full strength. Jeremy
Whoa. Yeah.
and Justin.
That my cue?
Yes, I said your name. That's your cue.
Hey, what's
You
up?
still going by Justin?
I think so.
All
For
right.
not for now.
For now. All right. Well,
Depends who's asking, I guess.
it's not necessarily a holiday that I celebrate, but it was a holiday of sorts yesterday. It was a 420, which is well, I want to make a Hitler's birthday joke, but I don't want to go down that line. So let's not do that. Let's go
So
with
that means what? Today is International Random Drug Test Day.
but 420 is synonymous with the Stoner movement or the Stoner group or whatever it is that you want to call it. So I figured let's do a Stoner movie bracket.
Nice.
Why is it 420 synonymous with it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I
That is
couldn't
something
tell you.
you should have looked up.
It's just always been synonym. 420 for me has always been synonymous with the pot culture. To
No.
show exactly how square I am, I'm gonna call it the pot culture or the stoner movement,
Four 20 boys it up.
We had some of the lowest scores I've ever encountered when doing one of the brackets. We had a movie, and when we get to it, I'll tell you, and it's going to be real soon, that had a one on Metacritic.
Solid one.
We had a movie that had
Oh,
two on Rotten Tomatoes.
grief.
Jeez.
We had a movie that didn't have a category, and I couldn't add in the category that made it up, so it only had two numbers together, and two num other movies still managed to score lower than that.
Oh, God.
Excellent.
But I have a feeling, based on how this bracket turned out, I did follow the way of Justin. It is the valued on a scale of 100 on IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes, and Metacritic. Put together, so it's out of 300. I have a feeling, though, in this particular bracket, a lot of the lower movies are going to be moving on over some of the higher movies, because I clearly came across the fact that even though people in general, even non-stoners like myself, critics hate stoner movies, and we as movie viewing public seem to really enjoy them. So let's start off with number one, Dazed and Confused, up against
All right, all right,
versus number 32, which had, let's see,
all right. Hey, you didn't wait. You didn't give us the score for number one.
because I didn't. Number one had 251. That was the highest score.
All right. Did you
Okay.
not write scores down for all these movies?
I did write them all down. It's just going to be a little harder to find them, and some of them I don't care. But this particular movie, number 32, Biodome.
Oh my God.
Had a f had, follow that had a 4.4 on IMDb,
Right.
a 4 on Metacritic, I mean on Rotten Tomatoes, and a 1 on Metacritic. But I have a feeling I know how this vote's going to go. Are we going to go Biodome or Dazed and Confused?
That's a really good starting start to this bracket. Yeah,
Biodome.
Biodome.
That movie is hot garbage.
Yes,
Like, you don't like Biodome? Or is it hot
no,
garbage, but you still enjoy it?
I don't enjoy it. I
Oh,
think it's
wow.
so
Wow.
unfunny.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's some aspects of it that are like, okay, like this is all this, dude, come on. Some of the shit in that movie is ridiculous.
I mean,
Most of it is.
wait till we get to some of the other movies on this list, and we'll go from there. But I watched Dazed and Confused once. It was fun, and it did give us the classic McConaughey line that Justin already referenced. It also gave us some other fun lines that are a little less repeatable nowadays, like the high school girl
The
line,
18-year-old line.
but I'm going to start the voting off. Well, unless some of you have already voted, and I think we already have. Biodome is dumb, but it's fun. I'm going Biodome.
I mean,
Jeremy?
I pretty much voted already, but I'm going to just make it clear that I'm not voting for
And
Biodome.
I'm pretty sure I voted already too, and it's clear that it is for Biodome.
Okay, and that's exactly how I thought. I thought it was going to be a clean sweep for Biodome.
That movie's great.
I
I mean,
didn't. I mean, it's bad, but it's fun. All right, so
it's
that
one of the
movie,
top Pauly Shore movies, in my opinion.
which is
I
saying
think you're
something.
nuts. That movie, wasn't it supposed to be a sequel to something else at one point? It was like a Bill and Ted sequel or something, like the script. I don't know. I thought it was something like that, and then they're just like, "Nah, well, now we'll make it this now instead."
I didn't do a
And
deep dive on the makings of Biodome. Maybe one day we'll do a Biodome commentary track that no one asked for or wanted, but
we should actually. I'd like to revisit that film, see if there's any redeeming qualities. They pretend to make out as a joke, and then he's like, "Ew, no, dude." I mean, that's one of the jokes. Like, it's awful.
Well, we
That's all, like,
can't.
they
They play
it's
football out of a coconut. That's a bomb.
that's good.
I mean, we can't necessarily revisionist history everything.
I mean, that's true, I guess. I can't nitpick every little joke, but
Because
that's just
this next one, who
battle.
I know where you're voting for, is gonna have some of the same problems. Number 17, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Versus number 16, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
All right, that's a fair point. It's all about how you do it, though. I mean, he's just so annoying sometimes. But I don't hate every poly.
Well, we did have a long period where we were trying to get Pauly Shore on the podcast,
Yeah, I
and
remember that.
maybe we should
Bring
start
it
that
back.
campaign again.
Yeah,
All
let's run it back. 2.0.
right, anyway, so Fear and Loathing
yeah.
in Las Vegas versus Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
I don't think we need to vote on this one.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Pretty
Yeah,
clear.
you already wrote this one down before you even.
I should have, but
Just those clear ones. Yep, this one's winning. This one's winning.
all right, number 9, Bill and Ted. Not yeah, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure versus How High.
This is a tough one.
I'll go first with this one. I'm going How High.
Wow. Okay.
Yep, that's the one with Method and Red.
Yeah.
Where they go into college.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going How High. That is one of the few stoner movies, there's probably about three, that I can quote like line for line when I'm watching it. And that is one of them.
Okay. All right.
I enjoy their music as well. They have a good album called Blackout. That's good.
I am a on the record for being a massive Bill and Ted fan. I have been trying to get on an episode of 80s Flick Flashback to do Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure for a while now. But he has been hesitant to do it. So if he's listening, I'm calling you out. I want to do Bill and Ted's. Anyway, that's my vote.
All right. I'm also going to go with Bill. Even though I actually probably would prefer Bogus Journey to an Adventure if it came down to the two of them, but they're both great.
All right, this one is going to be a little interesting. A surprisingly low score of 110, Half Baked versus a surprisingly high score of, where did it go? 202, Friday.
So now all the movies I can down the line are remembered of when I mentioned how bad Biodome was. I'm gonna vote right away for Half Baked.
Okay.
Great movie, a lot of great quotes. We need more Harlan Wives.
Absolutely, we do.
Oh yeah, same. Half Baked. It's another one of those that is, I could probably do line for line while watching.
Yeah, I
And
quote
the
that
other
one.
one is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Those three movies.
Yeah, I like the you suck dick for coke.
Like, that's even what I'll tell people if they ask me, like, what I do part time. I tell them I'm a master of the custodial arts.
That's right. I love that.
Yeah,
All
or
right,
janitor if
so
you want to be a dick
dick
about it.
about it.
All right, I was also going to vote half baked, so. Half-baked one. All right. This is another one where the score was surprisingly low. We have Dude, Where's My Car at 28. It had a 101 versus Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Good ones. I love it. Probably maybe it hit me at the right moment when it came out. Like I was probably the right age, so there's like a lot of warm feelings associated with it. But it is pretty stupid, but I like it. I like it a lot. I think that those two have really good chemistry. They should have been in more shit together. They could have been a great comedic duo.
All
All
right,
right.
where are you going with the vote, though? Is that where you're going?
Yeah, dude, where's my car? I mean, Fast Times is fun, but it's weird. It's just like a bunch of vignettes, isn't it?
It's kind of a very loosely tied together story that the vignettes all kind of fit together. But yeah, I mean, I enjoy that movie. I do think it is. It's an iconic 80s movie for a reason, but. I think if I was gonna sit down and rewatch a movie for just stupid fun, which is what I assume some stoner movies are, I'm probably going, Dude, Where's My Car as well.
Nice.
I did not like Dude, Where's My Car. I thought that movie was dumb. Like some of these other movies that we've already discussed that I like are dumb, but I didn't like Dude, Where's My Car. I don't know. I've only
That's too
watched it
bad.
once.
It's unfortunate.
Maybe I need to give it a rewatch,
You should.
but the one time I
Andy Dick
watched it,
locked in the cage.
I was like, this is terrible.
The cult times.
All right. I'll try to get that one a rewatch at some point.
All
I
right.
heard
Have
at
you?
one point they were going to sequelize that too. They were going to call it like Seriously, Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, well, since you brought up sequels, I did leave sequels off the list. So, because like there are some movies that like half the list would have been just that series.
Oh yeah.
So I much like the other bracket we did with the parrot, yeah, the parody movies. I just was like, I'm leaving sequels off. It's just too much. And then we're debating what do we like, this movie or that, and the first one or the second one. All right. But have you seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Justin?
Yes.
Okay. I
I
mean,
mean, I don't really care for either of them, but Dude, Where's My Car? Like I said, when I watched it, I was like, this is so dumb. I put it right up there with Napoleon Dynamite as somebody owes me time back.
Okay, so what I mean, it doesn't matter though. Two
It
of us
doesn't
voted for
matter.
Dude. Okay, all right. All right then. Now we're at Super Troopers
Oh yeah.
versus Paul.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. I'll start us off. I'm gonna go Super Troopers.
Okay.
They're both good. I enjoy them both, but I think I quote more Super Troopers. Like it just has more lines that I remember. And that's the only reason I'm picking that one.
Okay, all right.
Well, just to mix it up, I guess I'll say Paul because no real reason.
I
I
mean,
like them both a lot. Just
they're both good.
I like Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. I like Seth Rogen, but I think Justin won me over. I think he's right. I think there are more lines that I would quote from Super Troopers than I would from Paul. So, and I think that's the hallmark of a stoner movie is like something that you can quote, right? Like,
That's fair. I like that.
okay.
I'm more than just a pretty face, guys. I have reasons.
All right, here's one that well, I don't know how either one of us are gonna how any of us are gonna feel about this one. Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny versus American Ultra. Now, to be honest, I've never seen American Ultra. I think I tried to watch it once, but got distracted or fell asleep or whatever, and I just never went back to it. So I've only ever seen Tenacious D.
So where are you going, Nicholas? Have you run this one?
I mean, if I have to go with, like, if I have to vote for the movie that I've actually seen, I'm voting Tenacious D.
All right, Jeremy.
I think the album that came from the movie is probably itself. I still really like it. I just think.
It was kind of weird. I mean, I'm not gonna say that either of these movies are making it very far. Because like I said, I mean, I don't know American Ultra. I'm aware of it. I know it's a Jesse Eisenberg movie, but like I've just never taken the time to watch it. For whatever reason, it's just never piqued my interest. But like Tenacious D, I listen to their music way more than I've ever seen that movie.
Yeah, I'm still gonna vote for two as
Yeah,
well.
clean sweep.
Okay, all right.
That had my like that movie is so good. I watched that one a couple of times. I like the soundtrack. I like the
So
movie.
Tenacious D, the movie, you're like, yeah, all right, but dude, where's my car? You're like, this is so dumb.
I don't know. Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny is a great movie.
Okay, all right,
You
well
got
then.
what's Dave Grohl's The Devil?
Yes.
It's just good. It's great.
And Sasquatch.
Yeah. With John C. Reilly as a Sasquatch, he's a baby Squatch. Deactivated a laser with his dick. Come on.
All right, well then, now we have Soul Plane, which is a movie I've never seen, and it also barely it didn't even hit 100; it only had 96. So on a scale of 300, it didn't even get to the 100. Versus the second time we've done a bracket, this is the end.
Nice.
So,
I know when we talked about This Is the End, I said how much I didn't like that movie, but I've actually seen that one. I didn't see Soul Plane, so it's,
okay.
I think This Is the End might win by default.
Has any of us actually seen Soul Plane? Okay. So, maybe one of these days we'll watch it and then have to redo this bracket. I don't know. But This Is the End wins by default. Okay. Now this will be a fun one. I think I know where the two of you are voting. We have The Big Lebowski versus Evil Bong. Now,
Oh
Evil Bong is so bad that it didn't have a Metacritic score.
man.
It barely had a Rotten Tomatoes score. It didn't. It like you know, Rotten Tomatoes. I always use the user score to break a tie. Well, it only had a user score. It didn't even have a critic score. So it only had a 77, but somehow still scored more than Biodome. So
It's
it
travesty.
only had a two scores out of three, and it still had a higher score. But now we've got Big Lebowski versus Evil Bong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking clean sweep.
Yeah, I've never actually seen Evil Bong. It's on the list to watch because it seems really stupid. But yeah, big Lebowski. All right, this
For
is one of the
two.
movies that I was saying we'd have like six different entries. Scary Movie versus Road Trip. I
Road
mean,
trip.
I know how I'm
I'm
voting.
trying to think which one's a road trip.
Road Trip is the Tom Green, Breckenmeyer, Amy Smart,
Okay. For some reason, I was thinking Euro trip.
DJ Qualls. I love Road Trip. I it's a go-to. It's a movie that I use to fall asleep to, probably more often than I ought to.
I would go
Versus what?
I
Oh,
would go
Scary Movie.
scary movie on that.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember which one's the first one compared to which one's the second one compared to which one's the third one. Which one's the first one?
The first one is like very heavily.
Yeah.
Is that the one where he gets is it Marlon Wayans get rolled into a giant joint? Is that the
I
first one?
think so.
I don't know. Isn't the first one where a giant dick comes out from under the bed and like strangles somebody?
I'm pretty sure that happens.
I don't know which one's which. Or like the ghost is coming up and she's wearing like
That
Wayne's
doesn't matter.
underwear.
That
I'm
one
voting
was in
Road
the
Trip.
second.
That was the second.
Yeah, that was the second.
I'm still going
Okay.
scary movie, even though I can't
Okay.
remember which is which.
The first Scary Movie was awesome. I'm gonna vote Scary
Oh
Movie.
man, I'm
I
disappointed.
liked
This
Road Trip, but
podcast is over.
Re-randomize. Redo the bracket.
Now this was not this is not a randomized bracket, so
Randomize the bracket.
all right, now we have Ted versus the original Stoner movie, the first that I am aware of, Reefer Madness, 1936 or 38, depending on nobody seems to actually know when it was made.
Something that hasn't been seen before.
No, it got re-released in the 70s and became kind of a cult classic because like it became one of those like they made it in the 30s as like a this is what pot can do to your kids, and it was like as soon as like a kid smokes pot, like they immediately go on like a homicidal rampage, and like one of them like commits suicide, and I think like they're like there's just like they do all kinds of stuff that like even as somebody who doesn't smoke pot, I know that's not what really happens. Like it's just like it's one of the movies that they tried to use to like justify making pot illegal in the first place. At some point, like it became kind of a like somebody got a hold of it and cut some other stuff into it and turned it into like an exploitation film and like made it like funny. Or Ted.
Oh, Thunder Buddies for life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't figure that Reefer Madness would go very far. Listen, I was kind of struggling to get a couple movies on here. I almost had to break the no sequel rule just to get it out.
Just to fill out the bracket.
Just to fill out the bracket. All right, now we have all right. We have Without a Paddle at number 27. People really hate Without a Paddle for some reason. It only had a 14 on Rotten Tomatoes. Versus Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle or At White Castle or
Go
I'm
to
not
White
I
Castle.
yeah.
I kind of brought Neil Patrick Harris back into the fold.
It did. Yeah.
So, I mean, thanks for that. But Without a Paddle is getting my vote. Yeah. That's when they what? They go looking for DB Cooper's money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Who's
didn't
it? Seth
just
Green has to wear the tighty whities.
heard of it. Is that
Matthew
one of the
Lillard,
dudes?
Seth Green.
Is that another Breckenmeyer one?
Maybe. I can't think of the third guy.
I
I
don't
don't know
know what
the
to say. I think
third
the
guy.
third one is Breckenmeyer is apparently in a lot of these. I wonder what that says. Anyway, let's not cast aspersions upon Breckenmeyer.
Well, I'm gonna vote for Harold and Kumar. I love
Oh,
that
damn
movie.
you. Damn you, damn you, damn you. I wasn't a big fan of Harold and Kumar. I have seen all of them. I don't know why. But I did really like the Neil Patrick Harris thing, like him just kind of getting to show who he really, not who he really was, but getting to show his range. And it, like you said, it kind of brought him back. I think that movie is what got him the job on How I Met Your Mother.
Could have been.
So I think for that alone, I'm going to vote Harold and Kumar because just because I can do what I want. It's the way I feel like voting right now. All right. We have Walk Hard, which is, I think, also the second bracket in a row this has
Now,
made it on. Versus Idle Hands.
I was wondering if that was going to make it.
It had a very it only had a 109 score, where Walk Hard was one of the higher ones. It was a 206. Like across the board, there were some of the lowest scores I've ever done when I've put one of these brackets together. Yeah, so we got Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. We got John C. Reilly. You don't want none of this? I think I
Nicholas,
do.
lead us off.
Or Idle Hands, a movie I haven't seen since 1998, 99, 2000, whenever that movie came out.
Yeah, that's the problem. I haven't seen it in a long time, and I remember it being really funny. I was a child. Like, I don't know if it's still warm memories.
Right.
So,
Same problem I'm having with that movie as
yeah,
well.
same boat. I think I rented it on VHS at one point.
I'm almost positive I rented it on
Wow.
VHS when I was in college.
If that tells you, we rented it from the video store on VHS.
Yeah,
So I guess by default we're all voting Walk Hard then.
I guess.
Yeah, I think more of a recency bias. Haven't seen that on forever.
Okay.
Great
I
cast
do
though.
remember
liking it.
Yeah, me too.
I think it had a I think it was one of the movies that had a really cool soundtrack, but that was one of the, in the 90s there was that run on like good soundtracks. All right, Grandma's Boy versus Pineapple Express.
Oh man, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
They did not like Grandma's Boy, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, it was only a 15 on Rotten Tomatoes, so and a 33 on this was rare. Normally Metacritic is always the lower score, but there were a lot where the Rotten Tomatoes was the lower score.
I really like both of these movies, actually. Oh, which all right, I'm gonna just go based on if I had to choose between the two. Right now, which one I would put in? I'm going Grandma's Boy.
I'm going Pineapple Express.
Oh man.
I really like both of them, but if I had to pick one right now to watch, that'd be Grandma's Boy.
Pineapple Express too.
They're both good.
All right. A movie I tried to watch last night in preparation of this bracket, but I fell asleep because I started it way too late. Up in Smoke, Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke versus We're the Millers. I will tell you, even had I successfully watched Up in Smoke, I would have voted We Are the Millers.
Jennifer Aniston.
I love that movie. It is hilarious.
Yeah,
Let's
we're
see.
the Millers.
Sure, why not?
Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that
Yeah.
one.
All right. And then one of the lowest scores in the bracket, Strange Wilderness, had a 2 on Rotten
Oh,
Tomatoes.
they don't know what the
A
hell they're talking
2. Had
about.
a 12 on Metacritic, but a 2. It had a 66 total versus Easy Rider. So I think I know who we're voting for this one. It was the
Do
number
you?
I well I've never seen Easy Rider. And I borrowed Strange Wilderness from you, so I assume I know how you're voting.
That's an awesome movie.
It is it's an it's like several other movies on this list. It's so dumb, it's funny.
Yeah. It's one of the few movies I've seen that I'm pretty sure like it just ends like abruptly. Like it just almost, I think it's like an outtake almost. It just ends. It's
I
really
mean,
weird.
I think we've been well established here that like we spoil shit, but movies that are like what 20 years old at this point,
Yeah, I mean, yeah, get over
right?
it.
I love that they go on a hunt for Bigfoot and they end the movie by killing Bigfoot accidentally.
There.
Good times, man.
So
I'm gonna
I've
watch
never seen
that.
Easy Rider. Easy Rider is one of those movies that people always talk about. It had one of the highest scores on here. It was had a 241. But much like I think Dazed and Confused, I'm pretty sure it's going down. I think one and two are going down, right?
Yeah. As I said, I don't know if you can see me. It's starting to get dark in here.
It is starting to get dark in there. It's a good thing this is an audio podcast, not a video podcast.
Okay.
All right. Well, now we're up to some of the stranger votings, and I do think, as much as the both of us liked Biodome, I think it's going to get slaughtered by Jay and Silent Bob.
Better.
It, yeah. Sadly, the Biodome run is over.
Yeah.
I still really like that movie, though. But yeah, Jay and Silent Bob.
This one is going to be a more interesting vote. I think you know how I'm going to go with it, but I really have no idea how the two of you are. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure versus Half Baked.
I mean, I'm going to put Jeremy on the spot. I'm going Half Baked. Like I said, one of the top three movies that I can quote, especially of the stoner variety. But man, Half Baked is such a good movie.
Okay.
Even Jim Brewer in there.
I mean, I'm not mad at the vote.
Is
I
that where you
just,
went with Jeremy?
I think I'm gonna have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
What
right.
good memories.
Dude, Where's My Car versus Super Troopers.
The Dude, Where's My Car hate still lives on in me, so Super Trooper. I
Dude, where's my
don't know
car?
why I didn't like that movie.
Well, the hate's gonna have to live on for a little bit longer because I'm also going, Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, wow.
So Dude, Where's My Car moves on. All right. Tenacious D versus This Is the End.
I'm going Pick a Destiny.
This is
You
the end.
throw
Oh.
sass you throw a Sasquatch in there.
It's
Good
all you
chance
need.
you get my vote.
It's fair.
So you said This Is the End, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm gonna have to go This Is the End as well.
God, you're just anti me today.
Agreement
No,
tonight.
I think This Is the End is a little better.
I think you're thinking this is the end of this podcast.
All right
I
then, now
feel
we've got.
like I hyped myself up too much for when that Tenacious movie came out. I don't know. I think I was expecting something different.
Meatloaf,
I think it had.
Meatloaf is his dad.
Yeah, I mean
Got
that
the
was
poster of
funny. I
Dio on the
like that,
door.
but maybe I wasn't expecting it to be a musical. I don't know. I was expecting like more of like I don't know what I was expecting, but I just remember being like, "Oh, that was it." But I like it more now. But anyways, sorry. Move on.
Okay. Big Lebowski versus Scary Movie.
I'm not going first because last times I've gone first, I've got.
Well, dunked
All
on.
right. I
Yeah,
think I'm gonna shatter someone else's dreams this time. I think it's been well documented that I'm not the biggest fan of Scary Movie. But I'm less a fan of Big Lebowski.
Wow.
I don't understand the love for that movie. I really don't. Like, I don't like all the people who go to Lebowski Fest and quote,
You're out of your fucking element.
I've seen it 3 or 4 times. Like, I've tried to get into it. Like, I just don't like. I've watched it a bunch going, why do people love this? And I don't like, I mean, it's a well-made movie. It's the Coen brothers. It's Jeff Bridges. Or, yeah. I don't understand it. But I think I dislike Scary Movie a little bit less. So I'm going to vote Scary Movie.
All right, Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski.
All right.
That was where my first thought was. That wasn't even to get back at Nicholas for crushing my movies.
All right. Ted versus Harold and Kumar go to White Castle or visit White Castle,
Yeah,
whatever.
just go.
They go.
Yeah.
I've never been to White Castle.
Really?
You're not missing much. You ever been to Crystal?
No.
Crystal. What's
No.
that?
It's the same thing that White Castle is, just in a different part of the country.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure they're owned by different people, but they're basically the same.
Might have to
Dude.
have a Justin and Jeremy go to White Castle.
I would love to have some sliders right now. We should split a Crave case.
The hell's a Crave case?
It's like a giant briefcase filled with sliders. I think you get like 100 sliders or something like that.
What does that run you?
I don't know.
10 bucks?
It's we got inflation. It's probably like 15.
Yeah, I don't know. I enjoy White Castle. I think people are very cruel to White Castle. It's shit. I mean, it's not. It's no more shit than like your average fast food.
It's really good at like 1 o'clock in the morning when you've been out, you
So is
know.
Taco
Yeah,
Bell.
it is good. Yeah.
There's a reason why Harold and Kumar really enjoyed it.
For sure, for sure. That's fair.
All right, but we're debating whether or not we want to see Harold and Kumar or Ted.
Right. I vote Harold.
I vote Ted.
I also vote Ted.
What's the one guy's name in Ted? The one actor? I know there's a lot of them.
Mark Wahlberg?
No, him I remember. He's got the weird name. He's the one who's trying to steal Ted.
Joel McHale?
That's not Joel McHale, is it? I would remember
Oh,
Joel
no. Oh, the
McHale.
weird name, Giovanni Ribisi.
That's it. I like that actor. He needs to do more stuff. They need to bring dads back.
No, I don't think they do. All right, Walk Hard or Pineapple Express?
Pineapple Express.
Oh, like, okay.
I like them both, though.
I don't know, man. How about you vote?
I'm gonna go Pineapple Express.
All
Jeremy's like, thank God
right.
I don't have to vote. Kind of a win-win situation.
I don't necessarily want Justin to think I'm always voting against him, but
I know you are.
I do enjoy Pineapple Express more than I enjoy Why I Walk Hard. All right, We Are the Millers versus Strange Wilderness.
Just to be different.
Well, I am.
I am.
All right.
Good grief, Bucks. Get your act
I feel like
together.
I'm getting a little oversaturated with that movie because Comedy Central just keeps showing it, showing it, showing it. And it's not like I can change the channel or anything.
I don't have cable, so I'm no longer,
Same. If I want to watch it, I gotta go find it.
All right. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back versus Half Baked.
Ooh.
All right, we're at the championship, I see.
Duh. I feel like I would be betraying Kevin Smith if I let Half Baked go on the vote here. Gotta vote for Jay and Silent Bob.
All right.
Nicholas, where are you going?
I don't know. I think I'm gonna go Jay and Silent Bob as well.
All right.
So I guess it doesn't really matter what you vote, but
That's
what?
that. It's like Jeremy's last one. I'm like, just you guys pick. I like them both. I've seen Jay and Silent Bob more.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm voting as well. All right.
But man, Half Baked is so good. You need to watch Down Periscope, Jeremy.
Oh yeah.
You just said you want more Harlan Williams. Watch Down Periscope.
Okay.
All right. Dude, Where's My Car versus This Is the End.
Now, I don't like either of these movies.
Well, you have to vote for one. Which one do you like just a little less?
I don't have to vote for either. You guys can.
But
Between
what?
the two, I'm picking Dude, Where's My Car?
Okay.
Oh
All
yeah.
I don't like either of those movies.
right. I think I was gonna go Dude, Where's My Car here anyway.
Okay.
I'm in the
All
dark. No, now I am in
right,
the dark.
here we go. We got Big Lebowski versus Ted. Ted.
Ted.
You believe
I
this.
think that might be recency. I like Ted. I didn't even mind the second one.
Ted's eyes.
I enjoyed Ted the series. I thought that was pretty
Oh,
funny.
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely worth watching. It basically, honestly, it kind of turns Ted into a live action family guy.
Nice.
All right.
Because it has very similar like beats and kind of a rhythm to it.
That's cool.
All right, Pineapple Express versus We Are the Millers.
Pineapple Express.
Nicholas.
Millers.
Pineapple Express.
Okay. Voting against me just for fun, I see. All
That's
right.
it.
This is going to be very interesting for Jeremy. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back versus Dude, Where's My Car?
Man, that is going to be.
I know how Justin's voting on this one, so it's
It
really kind of up
kind
to you.
of feel like, yeah, that sucks. Jay and Silent Bob.
So,
Even though.
Justin, you are clearly voting Jay and Silent Bob, right? Okay. All right. Because I know you hate Dude, Where's My Car, even though it was in the Final Four.
I mean, you don't like Duke, even though they're in the Final Four.
What
Actually,
would you?
I don't think they were.
Yeah, they. I don't even think they did. They make it out of the first round this year.
Yeah, because they did. They lose. I think they might have lost to NC State.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Anyway, Ted versus Pineapple Express.
What would you have voted for the last one?
Oh, James Tyler Bob.
Oh, okay. All
right. Yeah, it was getting a clean sweep there.
I don't feel.
Pineapple Express versus Ted.
Pineapple Express it is. I think I would have voted for Pineapple Express as well. All right. So for the ultimate stoner movie, we have Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back versus Pineapple Express.
Jeremy?
It feels like so odd to vote for Jay and Silent Bob because like Kevin Smith wasn't even a stoner at the time that he made that movie. But they are really great stoner characters and it is a great stoner film. I mean, Pineapple Express in a rare.
Okay. I have a way of thinking here, not necessarily because Kevin Smith wasn't a stoner at the time, but I think if we're talking about actual stoner movies, one of them is like dedicated to pot. The whole movie is about pot. It's, you know, the whole thing starts off with them like doing experiments on pot in like the '50s. And, you know, they're on the run from Gary Cole, who's like the big pot dealer. So I think even though I do love Kevin Smith and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, I think when it comes to stoner movies, I think I as well am going to go Pineapple Express.
Nice.
Jay and Silent Bob. Jason, I like Jason Mewes. Jason Mewes, Kevin Smith, Will Ferrell, Liza Duke, that whole cast. Mark
I mean,
Hamill,
it's a great movie. It's a great movie, and I watch it. I've watched it a lot.
Yeah, me too.
But I think when it comes to just pure stoner movie, I think I have to go Pineapple Express. So I think that means that Pineapple Express wins.
Wow.
All right.
This is one of the rare times you've both voted against Kevin Smith.
Right. Which is weird for both of us to do such a thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, guys.
All right. So there we go. That is our stoner movie bracket. We have determined that Pineapple Express is the ultimate stoner movie.
That's solid.
It's a 2-1 vote. That's the democratic process in action. That is the pop culture roulette decision. maybe it doesn't get the full stamp of approval, but that is how this process works. That's why we have to have three people.
The ink is a little dry on that, but.
That's why we have to have three people when we do the bracket. We can't do it when it's just two of us because, you know, we have to have a 2-1 vote at least.
What?
All right.
You may not like it, but the system works very well.
That's the system we've all agreed upon.
Yep.
The rules.
So, all right. Anyway, what
Podcast
has
off?
not quite. Has anybody watched anything worth talking about this week?
Well, as a matter of fact, I started watching. I don't know the name of the show. It's that Food Network one where it's like poker. No, it's a cooking competition.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like poker, where they have to bet, and then there's like the cards, which is what dish you have to make, and your time, and then they have a wild card.
Oh.
Where it could be like no fresh vegetables, and then you can bet, you can fold, and then it's three rounds, and whoever wins takes the pot.
Interesting. Oh, I hadn't seen that one.
Can't think of the name of it. And then the two movies I did watch, I wrote them down because I told you I'd write down stuff. That way I remember. I checked out Spider-Man. Or I checked out The Flash.
Oh, yeah?
The Flash, yeah.
Was that every bit as bad as I told you it would be?
It had the potential to be average, and it fell short.
Tell me, how
short of average.
Were you like pretty much just checked out of the movie like in the first 5 minutes with that terrible, terrible animation when he was running up the building and like throwing babies in microwaves?
Fuck. He's doing?
Yeah.
Why was he doing that?
Because babies were falling out of the building and it was the only safe place that he could put them. The
building was collapsing, so yeah. And then two, with him having to eat so much, like he throw babies in microwaves and then like stealing people's burritos.
Yeah. It was mind-boggling that you could spend as much time on that delaying it as many times as they did and still suck that bad with the CGI.
Yeah, and that's your final one. The other one I watched, On the Line.
What's that one?
Mel Gibson is a radio host, and it's suspenseful. It takes a lot of twists and turns. I don't know if you're going to watch it, but I don't want to give away too much. But it was a good movie.
It's a newer one?
22.
Okay.
23, I think 22.
All right, maybe I'll check that one out.
I think I watched it on Hulu. I really liked that one. That was really good.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. I'm trying to figure out the name of that Food Network show.
Okay.
While you go.
Jeremy, did you watch anything?
Well, I watched a new episode of Shark Tank. That was good. There's some really great products on there. Great comfort show. I hope those guys keep doing it until they die.
Has it been the same sharks the entire time?
Pretty much. Recently, though, they've been bringing in guest sharks. So, like, they brought in, like, the dude who founded Kind, like, the Kind bars.
All right.
And then, like, Skinny Girl brand, that chick.
Okay, the popcorns, dressings, all that stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's been, there's, like, stuff like that. But for the most part, it's been the same. Like Barbara, Mark, Wonderful, so on.
That's the Mark Cuban one, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've seen an episode or two of that.
It's fun. I like it. Otherwise, you know, a lot of reruns still of comforts like The Office. Seinfeld's been playing a lot on Comedy Central.
And Shark Tank.
I've been watching that. Well, at least the Shark Tank's new.
Okay. I mean,
the Shark Tank, yeah. Wait, there might be more. Let me just scour the corners of the depths of my brain. I 100%ed SpongeBob Rehydrated Battle for Bikini Bottom.
You know what? That reminds me. You said something on an episode of Media Pod Smash that I have never brought up. I did not know that we were in competition for Gamer Score.
Oh yeah, that was an unspoken thing.
I did. So
we're in competition now. Well, I was like, you know, I thought I was the one that had the most. And then I saw you, I'm like, holy fuck. And then I just kind of made like a silent little thing with myself. And I tried to find a bunch of easy ones on Game Pass.
All right. Yeah, I didn't know we were in competition for that. But you might have a chance of beating me because I don't know how much video games I'm going to get a chance to play in the near future.
Fair enough.
But I saw something. I actually got out of my house and went and saw a movie.
Wow.
In theaters. I went and saw Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Really liked it. Really liked it. Definitely follow suit with Afterlife. You know, definitely a little less fan service, but maybe more. I don't know. I mean, because it actually... Like, it definitely involved Dan Aykroyd a lot more. You know, I'm not giving anything away. I mean, the commercials show Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson all over the place. Annie Potts shows back up. Bill Murray comes back in. Like, you know, like there's a whole, like, there's a scene, you know, it's not giving it away. There's a scene at the end where they all have to get together and fight the big bad. The big bad's kind of a letdown, but the rest of the movie is such a fun ride getting to that point that like you don't end up minding too much.
Cool.
I definitely think they're setting up for what they originally were talking about doing with the third Ghostbusters, where they were, you know, gonna either start franchising it out or bringing in new blood, kind of starting over with new people as the old ones kind of retire or phase out.
All female.
I don't know if they're going to do that again, but I mean, maybe we'll get there again, but they'll do it where they don't make that the entire marketing campaign and they actually try to make it.
They won't try to force it down our throats.
To make it instead of making that the entire point of the movie, just make a good movie.
Right. Did you ever play that game that was supposed to be like the sequel, like the kind of sequel to?
Yes.
Yeah. How was that?
I mean, I really enjoyed it. Because it did bring, I think, trying to remember if they made it before Harold Ramis died. Because I want to say I was playing it on my 360 before I got the one. Like, it's been a long time since I played it. That's That's how, I mean, I was still in the trailer at the time. So it was a fun game. I mean, it was because like you were kind of like the new member of the Ghostbusters, like you were like the trainee. And like, you know, so and they kind of definitely played along with the mythology of Gozer. And I think playing that game, like I knew a lot of stuff they were building with Afterlife because they kind of hinted at a lot of it. So I don't know. Like clearly, if you never played the game, like you could still enjoy Afterlife, but I think it just kind of threw a couple extra things in there where you're like, oh, that's what they were doing in the game, you know.
All right.
Yeah, I do highly recommend Frozen Empire. I thoroughly enjoy it. But
Sweet.
again, I might be kind of in the bag for Ghostbusters, so yeah, take that for what it is. All right. Well, we have reached the NBA playoffs. We've reached the
The
NHL playoffs.
show is called Wild Card Kitchen.
Oh, Wild Card Kitchen. Okay.
Check it out. You like the food shows, you like the competition shows,
I
check it out.
do. I do.
It's one of our guilty pleasures for both of us.
It is. I've just burned through every available season of the Great British Baking Show on Netflix. That's a lot of fun. If you, as I know, Justin enjoys British shows and cooking shows, you'll probably enjoy the British Baking Show.
Two things I enjoy.
The lovely fusion.
Did you ever watch the IT Crowd?
Nope, I was told to again recently, but I can't find it streaming on anything.
That's unfortunate.
There's
One
a
of the
British streaming service. I can't remember what it's called, like BritBox or something.
There's BritBox and there's Acorn.
I don't want to pay
So
for another service.
I understand that because at this point I think I might be paying for more streaming services than I was ever paying in
Then
cable.
cable. Oh,
So all right, well then, anybody looking forward to anything?
what the hell is that movie? There was this action trailer that I just saw that looks really cool. It's like Boy Kills World or something.
Oh, we talked about that one on one of the
Oh
episodes
yeah,
where
we
you
did
could,
talk about.
yeah, where you weren't here. We did talk about that because
I
it said
remember you
that
guys, yeah.
the guy was deaf, and so H. John Benjamin was his voice,
Yeah,
like
yeah,
in his head
yeah.
because it was the last voice he remembered hearing.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's cool.
that did look interesting. It
I'm
did.
all over that. Big H. John Benjamin guy. Archer, Bob's Burgers, all of it.
I'm not necessarily into either of those shows, but I did like the concept of the movie, and Bill Skarsgård looked like he was just all ripped and ready to just beat people. It looked fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll take a field trip.
Sweet.
And the NFL draft is this Thursday.
Okay. All right.
I'm ready for that. I'm excited.
Any bold predictions?
That is so hard to project. Caleb Williams will go number one to the Bears. Is that bold enough?
I think that's just what everybody
That's
expects. Do you think the Bears would go crazy and not do that?
no.
Okay. All right.
I think, what do the Packers have? 11 picks? I think they'll at least make three trades, whether up or down. They'll trade three times in this draft.
Okay. All right. Well, they got a solid team and they don't have a lot of holes. So, you know, if you can make some trades to fill those holes rather than just draft and hope. So, all right. Well, then I guess in that case, if you decided to make a stoner movie, just know that critics hate you. And critics can just need to remember that stupid never walks alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.